Now we're rolling.
Welcome to the Underplayed Serenade
podcast.
Oh boy.
What do you think, Chase?
I think we're here.
I think we're here too. Bringing you another star-studded episode of Humans That Make Music. And a healthy dose of awkwardness. Come on, guys, help me out.
Okay, but do you think that it's only humans that make music? Can't other beings make music?
We do the humans.
What counts as music?
We do the humans on this podcast.
Okay.
Birds tweet.
Exactly. Cats meow. Music is subjective. Therefore, yes, anything can be music if it is a sound vibration. Period.
Crickets.
Semicolon.
In other news, we're here again. I bet somebody thought we'd never be back, but we always knew we'd be back. And here we are.
We took a very long holiday to Iceland.
Oh, man, it was icy there.
We did not go to Iceland. I wish we went to Iceland.
Do you know Iceland is actually very green, and Greenland is actually very cold and icy.
Icy. Maybe they should swap names.
I heard a story. It was like to confuse the Vikings or whatever. They named it that way.
I heard
it's
that
too. It's easy
to
confuse
some point,
Vikings,
I don't
though,
know if
isn't
true.
It? Like, were they really smart?
What if? Okay, come on. If we have
they
Vikings,
just covered America, so
if there's Vikings that listen to us, we cannot alienate our listeners. If it's Vikings,
why are we talking about Vikings?
Because we're funny.
If we have any Viking listeners out there, we would love it if you would reach out to Tracy on Facebook.
No.
Or you can email us at hello@theunderplayed.com
and give her your best come on line, your best Viking pickup line. For Tracy on Facebook, do it now.
Why would
that is terrible?
We'll give them
that
a minute. We'll give everybody a minute. Okay, hurry up, hurry up. Just your best pickup line. There we go. All right, onward. Today we've got another two artists for you. I know one of them. I forgot the other one. I'll edit that out.
I know them both because I do my research.
Tracy is the eternal researcher. Tracy, who's our first artist and song?
Our first artist is David Ryan Harris. The song we're going to play for y'all is called For You. It's from his album. What?
You couldn't have said the song we're going to play for you is For You.
Well, I
that would have been cool.
It's from his album Bittersweet. It was released in 2006.
Okay. That's an older one.
Well, so I don't think
it's been marinating.
Yeah. And I don't think he's released anything new since then.
Is he alive?
Oh, and he tours. And
we should do a wellness check on David Ryan Harris.
He tours, and he's going to be over in Athens next week, 2 weeks.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's go see him, and then we'll tell him we featured him on our podcast.
Perfect.
Hey, can you go check out our podcast?
You're on it.
You're on it.
We talked all about you.
You're in it.
We did 20 minutes just on you.
Yep. We spent 3 hours that was condensed down into 20 minutes just for you.
Because the sidebar conversations like this.
All right. So since we have a complete lack of any kind of organization here, let's dive right in. This is David Ryan Harris off of the Bittersweet. The song is called For You.
For You.
Saturday before the sun is up, I'm out the door and on my way. I catch the 2 and then the 35, and by 6:15 I'm on the train. 30 miles to the final stop, and still I have to walk a few more. By the time I finally reach your garden's gate, I have 19 steps till I'm at your door. Oh, what a thrill to finally be with you. And when I see your face, I know that there ain't nothing strong enough to keep me away from you. There could be a wall of fire 10 feet higher, I would just walk on. Where there once was only room.
Wow.
Lovely.
A little bit to unpack there. At least I had a couple of comments. I like what he's doing. There's no rhythm section. There's no drums in the song. But I like how he's doing that with the guitar, and he's doing it with negative space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strum, hold. And that hold, that silent space is his beat. Super cool. I dig that.
It is very cool.
And he's the one playing guitar.
Very singer-songwriter. I love it. Mm-hmm. So can we talk about breath support?
You're so funny.
He does have breath that is supported.
That is true.
He's great. Like many of the artists that we have talked about.
Where does he sit, like, ranking wise?
On the breast support? I mean,
you know, everybody's in the top five.
Now, see, I feel like we're
not
just
trying to call you out or anything.
Right.
But
we're just talking about, I wasn't going to say all my normal things that I always say.
Oh, that's fair. Hey, new season, new us.
Yep.
I guess.
Hey, yeah. Welcome to season two of the Underplayed
Serenade.
We
might as well. Hey,
by the way,
season two. Here we are. It's a new year.
Here we are. It's 2024.
Oh, wow.
Keaton, do you have any thoughts like on what you heard so far?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
It's just guitar and a voice, and it's beautiful. The lyrics are sweet.
Yeah. It's just, I love simple songs usually say the most. Like the fact that he gets his point across without using complex instrumentation or production, really. And I'd say the whole mix itself sounds almost dry.
It's very dry, yeah.
And I was listening to it, and I was picturing in my head like a cabin in the woods in the middle of nowhere. Like very dry and cozy, almost.
Dude with a tape recorder.
Exactly. Literally, I would not be surprised if that's just...
I think this one was actually, the producer is Rhythm Bank Entertainment. His second album he produced on his own, but I think he had this one produced.
I might be
wrong, but it does say that it was recorded with Rhythm Bank Entertainment.
Nice.
Yeah, he's using a lot of falsetto.
Yep.
Really pretty. And you can hear him coming down out of the falsetto into his chest voice. He had a beautiful transition.
It's such a good transition. Yeah.
Yeah. Just lovely. He has such a great tone and that real high tenor, of course. It's super pretty. The song is lovely. We'll talk more about the song.
You know, he sounds like Sam Smith almost. The
quality.
Yeah, the quality.
The shape of his vocal cords.
Right. Well, you know, music is subjective, like I said.
Yeah. Yep. Sam Smith has a real unique... This guy's voice is... I will say this. It is super lovely. It's not...
It is.
It's everything good. It's not incredibly different. He just sounds really pretty perfect.
My computer's about to take off, I think.
Oh, you hear it?
Yeah,
I hear it coming.
Stop it!
Hey, we're trying to record a podcast.
Jeez. Well, that's my CPU. Okay, let's carry on with this song and see what is in store. I'm interested. I'm not going to tell you what I'm interested in. We'll just wait.
Okay.
Love it.
Sunday night and I'm at home alone, and I miss the smell of your perfume. 5 long days and 4 more hours till I am there again with you. And oh, what a thrill to finally be with you. When I see your face, I know there ain't nothing strong keep me away from you. There could be a wall of fire 10 feet higher. I would just walk on through where there once was only room for one. Forever there will be two. That's why I travel all this way for you. Seconds make minutes, make hours, make days. I've added it all up a million ways. Multiply that times the fact that when I'm with you, I feel brand new.
That's so pretty.
Indeed.
That's why I travel all this way to you. There ain't nothing strong. Keep me away from you. There could be a wall of fire 10 feet or higher. I would walk on through where there once was only room for one, forever there will be two. And that's why I travel all this way, just to see your pretty face each and every Saturday. For you, to you, for you.
Wow.
Very lovely. The chords in that
it stayed
song
so... with no other instruments coming in. It did not get boring.
The bridge was great.
Yes.
He broke it up really nice. The triplets, the chords, all that, just really great.
Yeah, the structure of it is really, it feels very pure.
Bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
Did you happen to know if he recorded this live? Like, it sounds like it might just be two mics in a room with him playing and singing at the same time.
All I know is that this album, it just said Rhythm Bank Entertainment.
Did what?
I guess the producers.
Oh, okay.
Or the recording studio or something like that. His first album in 1997 was Sony Music Distribution.
Okay.
His second album in 2004 was listed as David Ryan Harris, so I'm assuming he self-produced. And then this one in 2006 was Rhythm Bank Entertainment.
Hmm. That's probably the label, because Sony is the label in the first case. In the second case, he probably didn't have a label.
Yeah.
So this is his big one, For You, off of this album. The other one is Pretty Girl. Did anybody listen to that one?
I think we listened to it last week.
Okay, different vibe.
There's more than one instrument.
Most girls
still very close though.
They had your eyes, and boys secretly fantasize. For me, I am just mesmerized by your every word and movement. You are as close as a girl.
You know, I get a lot of Lenny Kravitz vibe off of him. Everything from his voice to the production, the simple, earthy production.
Yeah. Earthy is a good adjective.
Oh, that's pretty. Oh. Great chorus.
What a spell. Your sweet love is cast on me, girl, and I pray that never will this trance be broken. See, I melt in your mouth when you...
That's Pretty Girl by him. So what do we know about him, Chase?
He's done a lot. He moved to Atlanta when he was young. He's done a lot of stuff. He was in a band in the 80s, then took a little bit of time off, it looks like, and then worked as a producer and featured guitarist with Dion Ferris from Arrested Development. And then it looks like he did the first album, and then he did solo for a while, opened for John Mayer, Dave Matthew, Santana. Nice.
Yeah. None of that's actually a surprise. They're all...
Wait, there's one in here for you. Collective Soul.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is he from Georgia?
He wasn't born in Georgia, but he moved to Georgia and Atlanta when he was young.
Okay. That explains, because Collective Soul is from Georgia, too.
Yeah. It says he was seen on stage performing with artists such as, so I'm not sure if he opened for them or played guitar for them. It looks like he played guitar for a lot of people. He played for an Australian musician, Guy Sebastian, and wrote some songs for him. He's definitely a prolific songwriter. And then he played guitar on the album Who Am I from Nick Jonas.
Oh, wow.
And The Administration. That was in 2010. 2012, he joined Bon Jovi's guitarist, Richie Sambora.
Yes.
Wow.
We know him.
His solo band for a short tour in Europe and North America. So he toured with them. And that's really the last kind of information that I've gotten is there around the 2012 time. Like I said, he did those three albums. But what I did see is that he tours currently. So, okay. Yeah, all over the United States. Each weekend, it looks like he's in a different city.
But he's not, like, making albums right now?
No, not that I can tell. I didn't see any new material. I wouldn't be surprised if he's still writing. It seems like he was very prolific for a long time. And so people who can write like that don't tend to just stop cold turkey.
Yeah, right.
So
that is true.
Yeah. Who knows who he's writing for or playing for.
That is true.
Billy Joel hasn't written a new song in quite a while. Well, we can't say that. We don't know that. But he hasn't released one.
Released.
Yeah. Since like, I don't know, his last album was like 2006 as well.
Like old. Sorry.
Well, yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. But like then there's like Sting who's still putting albums out.
Well, but you're not wrong. Yeah. I just think his voice is so easy to listen to. This is one that I will be adding to my playlist. It's interesting. We've talked about how ambiguous genres can be.
It's very about true. That. Genres are not real.
Well, but we do like to pigeonhole people a little bit. And he's got the R&B, but he's got like some kind of mainstream feel too. Just really nice. And I think would appeal to a very broad group. He's not super polarizing.
Yeah.
He's not, it's just something easy. If you're laying out on the beach, put this on. It's really easy to listen to and relax. And he's got some peppier, fun songs too, but just really lovely.
Well, the song we're featuring sounds kind of folksy.
See, that's what I'm saying. He's kind of
you
got
to listen to more than one.
Yeah, you do.
Here's his next biggest. We'll just check a little bit of this one out. I mean, off this album. Two
more albums, and I'll be gone. A little jazzy, a little bluesy.
Love this.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Love that.
Tight harmonies.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he's got a lot of variety.
Yeah,
I love that.
A lot of range.
Full flavor.
But everything's dry. Like,
that's what
that's
what I've been noticing. His vocal chain must be like compressor.
It's XLR.
Yeah, it's just
vocal chain.
Just direct.
It's a wire.
Yeah, it's a wire. No, for real, the processing on his voice is very raw.
But you know what that says? That's like that's mega talent.
True,
like,
that is very true.
If you don't need all the effects to kind of smooth over, my guess is he sounds pretty much, we should listen to something off of YouTube, something live.
Oh, like a live, yeah.
Yeah, see, my guess is he sounds like that in person. And not everybody can do that.
That is true.
You know?
That is true. I think I agree with your hypothesis.
You, this is like good poolside music, just super chill.
What else do we know?
The lyrics of the song are super sweet. What a great, just sweet, loving, positive song.
I agree.
Basically, he must live far away. I don't know if this was a reality from his life at the time, but the story for this song is he lives far away and he gets up on Saturday morning early, gets on a train, another train, walks to get to her door. And the chorus, nothing strong enough to keep me away from you. And then he lists all the things. Nothing can keep me away from you. Very sweet. The bridge, seconds make minutes, make hours, make days. I've added it up all a million ways. Very sweet.
Poetic.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not dark and moody. but it's very sweet and loving. It makes sense. Unlike some of the others that we have had to decode in previous episodes, this one is pretty...
Yeah, straightforward, but still good.
Very sweet.
Well, if you like what you just heard, that's David Ryan Harris off of The Bittersweet from 2006. The song was For You.
Really great album.
And he's got a website or something, I'm sure, right? We'll stick it in the show notes.
Yep,
we'll
he sure does. Right in there. I think it's davidryanharris.com or something like that. Something.
Have you guys ever realized that his entire name is all first names?
Ooh.
Oh. Harris.
I know a person with a first name.
Don't they
Harris.
Say never trust a person with two first names?
And let alone three. Oh gosh. Okay, we're kidding. That's how they I'm sure it. David is a beautiful person.
Or is he Ryan?
Which one do you think he goes by if he has two first names?
Harris, probably.
And moving on.
Well, there's John Paul White.
John Paul White.
He was in the Civil Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Paul White.
Keanu Reeves.
Good guy.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Keanu Reeves. He's got two last names.
Wait. No, no, that is true. No, I can explain why I said that. I was thinking, look, I was thinking in my head, John Paul White, who does he look like? And in my mind, I had Johnny Depp, but I said Keanu Reeves.
Oh, boy.
Look, there's a lot of male people who have long black hair, okay? I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's good. We like it. I'm leaving that in.
No.
Yes. It was funny. All right. Was there anything else on him, or did we wrap
Not
him?
Not really. I think it wasn't a ton of information.
This one I'm super excited about, this next one here, because it's just super cool for a lot of reasons.
Oh, yes. Super cool for a lot of reasons.
That's all.
All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please.
Okay. I can't find the song.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Here Found we go. It. Why is this special? The artist is Girl Blue. I found her on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. That tends to be where I find some people. I love Bandcamp.
Well, this one time on Bandcamp, stop. I found an artist named Girl Blue. And I listened to her a lot. And she's good.
So,
but there was one song that was even more better than the others.
More better.
Because it spoke to someone I know very well.
Oh, yeah. This song is actually... You guys can explain that whole thing.
I'm just going to let Tracy go. You talk a little, and then we'll play the first part, and then you talk some more. You know how it goes.
The name of the song is Braced for Impact. It's from her album, Heavy Heart, which was released in 2021. Girl Blue's actual name is Ariel O'Keefe, and...
I'm just going to call her Girl Blue. Yes, I don't want to mess up the name. Ariel O'Keefe?
Okay. O'Keefe, yeah. And it was written by her. And we will talk about the lyrics. But yes, the song spoke very much to Tim and I.
Yes. On top of the personal sort of vibe the song is for me and Tracy, it is a freaking genius song, too. It talks about something that I don't know that there's a lot of songs out there talking about that as plainly as she is in this song. What do we do, Trace? Do we just stick it on and let people hear it?
Yeah, let's play it and then we can chat about it.
Okay.
Chitter chatter.
We are going to start Braced for Impact by Girl Blue.
Every time you drive the car, my body thinks we're going to die. Sorry, I know it makes you mad. How I'm always braced for impact.
And yes, that was the first verse and chorus. So,
wow, is this a short song?
No, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of verses, of course.
Oh, I see.
So, like,
first impressions.
Oh, it's fantastic. She's fantastic.
Every time I drive Tracy's car, Tracy thinks we're going to die. Or your body, right?
Yes.
It's not her brain.
It's true. Yeah.
I love that she says something that I think is so true. because it took me a long time to figure that out about myself and then be able to explain it to the people around me that my body reacts to what I see before my brain has a chance to catch up.
And say, and it's okay.
My hands grab the door, my whole body tenses up and braces for impact.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. And it's crazy that she literally wrote this verse that is like 100%
me. Speaks.
Yeah.
It speaks to Tracy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say, I think too, this is a kind of a universal thing. Like, there's a lot of people that this affects.
Yeah.
And then this is only one. We're sitting here dissecting the first verse like crazy. The whole song is full of these kind of universal truths in it. Sorry that we're like already dissecting the first.
I think, but, yeah, on this one, it's not a bad idea to say too much too early.
Yeah, that is true.
Number one, you guys, when we play the rest of the song, listen to how the song builds musically. Mm-hmm. That is just beautiful. The other thing is she's going to talk about this same anxiety.
Mm-hmm. It's one
being
underlying.
Braced for impact. Mm-hmm. It's a specific kind of anxiety where you're just waiting for something to happen.
To go wrong, right, yeah.
And she goes through her family in the next couple verses. And she goes through some other stuff, how sometimes you can find relief if you have a real good friend or someone you're close to. So that's enough said, you think?
Yeah. All right,
let's carry on.
You see, my daddy was a wrestler who lost his daddy really young. And when we were growing up, he used to get so mad. But I forgive him, 'cause my brother taught me sympathy. He said he never got to learn, you see. Said he is just a man braced for impact.
That's another instrument.
A few just kicked in.
And I have my mother's shoulders, and she has shoulders made of stone. So long braced for impact.
I feel like that's where that little section is worth talking about. She talks about her father braced for impact, and her mother, different type of person and personality, also braced for impact.
This is a very personal song, and she's very candid about talking about her family, being able to say publicly in a song, I forgave my father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
Wow. That's very personal and hard to say. It's hard to say it to ourselves and to the people that are close to us, much less to put it out for the public.
On tape,
but
for the public.
So
yeah.
Brave. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so brave. And I think when people hear a song like this, these are the types of songs that people get really attached to. Because they
speak for you.
They do. Yeah. That is it. Yeah. There are some songs that speak to you, your ear and the sound, and this is about the words.
Yes.
I don't want to overlook the fact that she has an amazing voice.
Yes.
We will talk about it.
I was waiting for you to bring that up.
Crystal clear.
Yeah.
Oh my gracious.
But she's letting it be vulnerable too in this the parts that we've heard so far. Very close, very vulnerable.
Even the first line just coming in, that big jump.
Mm. That is an amazing range.
Yeah.
She has got such a fantastic, super clear, high voice. It's lovely.
Yeah.
And yes, she has amazing breath support, because I was listening to her phrases, and her phrases
we
went like,
we got the
way
breath
long.
Support comment, ladies and gentlemen. Time, 38 minutes. Whoever betted on between 37 and 40 minutes.
Get out your bingo cards.
I only talk about it because it's like the one thing, it's not just the only thing, but it's one of the things that I wish I had better. And so I
that's fair.
Breath support is something that makes a vocalist, no matter how good their voice is or how on pitch they are, that's what makes them the next level vocalist, I think.
It helps.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, moving on.
Let's move on from here and see what the rest of the song has for us. So it's built another notch in energy.
I have inherited this tension. I keep it between my bones and skin. Scared, you take me separate. You take me home till I am mended. You take it easy, make me laugh. Make me forget what I have been. Make me forget what I still am braced for.
It's a perfect guitar solo too, just like exactly what the song needed. I couldn't bear to stop the song after that part, but what do we have to unpack there?
Yeah, so she talks about her parents and where this all came from, and then she talks about herself, and she's so open about it. She says, I inherited this, and she talks about the things, the way it's impacted her. She said, sometimes I get mad, and it makes me want to be heard and to hurt, and at worst, to be left alone. And she sees how this anxiety causes her to act in certain ways. But then I don't know if this is the bridge as far as structure goes in the song, but she says, but then there's you. And y'all, you have those songs that you cry every time you hear it. I don't know how many times I've heard this song. I still, first I get chills and then my face gets all weepy. This is, to me, just amazing because I have this. And she says, but then there's you and you make me calm. And that is a beautiful thing. If you have that, I hope everyone out there has someone in their life that balances them in whatever way they need balanced. Maybe not everybody has anxiety and needs someone to make them calm. Maybe somebody's very calm and needs someone to make them brave or bold or energetic. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, I hope everyone has someone or finds someone who makes them feel balanced. But yeah, when Tim played this for me, I just cried because this is us. You take me scared. You take me separate. You take me home till I'm mended. You make me laugh, make me forget what I used to be and what I am, that the part of me that I don't like now, the part of me that is still braced for impact.
I think she doesn't really ever say it, but that whole piece mm-hmm. of the song is about acceptance. Mm-hmm. Like someone Absolutely. Who accepts you regardless. And she describes this like, I keep it between my bones and skin. Mm-hmm. And I know that feeling. Like mm-hmm. when I'm anxious, I can feel it in my arms. It's right between my bones. And I get that. That may not be what she meant. But again, it's a way of wording something that is visceral. Like
very.
You could feel it.
Yeah.
And when you hear it, you're like, yeah, I've felt that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not often you find a song that, oh my gosh, everyone should hear this song.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should hear this song. And we were super excited because it's a fantastic song written by such a talented songwriter with a gorgeous voice. It's everything good.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to outline one of my favorite parts here. This is so cool.
Make me forget what I have been.
She doesn't say the last
Make
word.
Make me forget what I still am braced for.
Which kind of leaves you braced for something.
Mm-hmm.
And that impact is, I don't know, that cymbal hit, that mm-hmm. guitar coming in.
It, the whole like wall of sound coming in.
She didn't
in.
Need
yeah.
to say the word impact. Mm-hmm. She the music musicked is the word impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just beautiful. Gosh, it's really probably one of the best overall songs we've ever done.
We love this.
I'm going Masked Singer now. This is the best one ever.
That's hilarious. So just a little bit about it. We said this was released in 2021 from, I think this is her most recent
yeah.
album. All songs were written and produced by her.
Wow.
Yep.
Huh? Engineered, produced, and mixed by Scoops. Oh, I'm so sorry that I'm going to mess this up. Dardarus. Mastered by Steve Fallone and Sterling Sounds at White Lake Studios in Albany, New York. And that is where she's from, Albany. She did the vocals, the acoustic guitar, and the production. The electric guitar that you're talking about, that's Jimmy Wadul, it looks like. Wadul.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say Jimi Hendrix.
No.
I know that's not realistic in any way, shape, or form, but in my mind, my mental autocorrect
He's
was
not
Jimi Hendrix.
Anymore. He's not playing anymore.
Oh. You know?
Yeah. He's retired.
Well, you know. Anyways, piano is Dan DeKalb. Bass is Ben. Oh, Wadul. So Jimmy and Ben.
Brothers.
Must be.
Father, son.
Jimmy and Ben.
And then the drum is Josh Morris.
Right.
Yeah.
Just one.
That's some of the
drum.
Mm-hmm.
Which drum are you talking about? Kick drum?
Drums and percussion.
Oh.
All of it.
Yeah. Something wrong with that boy.
Yeah. She's just amazing. Amazing. One of these artists, like, we get so excited to do. We can't wait to get down here and do these artists.
Yeah.
This, something interesting, does say that she's currently working on a new EP to be released independently in the summer of 2023. So that's this past summer.
Bit of a delay, perhaps.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's out there and I just don't know it.
Well, I asked her if there was anything she wanted to let people know and she didn't really say anything.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see any other albums. She's got some good videos. She's actually got some pretty well-produced videos. I've seen a couple of those.
Nice.
She was cast to participate on The Voice, but very sad. This makes me so sad. I hate this. I guess they have more participants lined up for each season than they need. And it says all the teams were filled as she stood backstage waiting to audition. Because some people that audition on The Voice, nobody picks them. And they move on. If you have five people that none of the judges like, you have to have enough people to fill all the teams. So she didn't get to audition.
No.
It makes me sad because
I bet she would have done good.
Seen that.
She deserves that. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's been on some other stuff and I think she has.
Does she have any accolades?
She does 7 Thomas Edison Capital Region Music Awards, twice receiving Songwriter of the Year and Solo Dual Act of the Year, I guess from Capital Region Music.
Very nice, so. Very nice.
Yep.
I was looking at her two albums here. So there's this one and there's one, I think it's just called Girl Blue, the album. That's
a self-titled album?
I feel like I had written down that there were three albums.
It's called I Am Not a Star. My bad.
I Am Not a Star. I Am Not a Star. One of them.
Heavy Heart. Mm-hmm. And then there's Home Movies, which I think is just a live EP.
Right.
That's a live. Yeah. Which would be interesting to check out to see what she's like live.
I Am Not a Star was an EP. Yeah. Yeah. But I think there's three of them. Like you said.
But her biggest song is off of that one, and it's called Fire Underwater.
Yes. That got her a number 7 slot on Spotify's New Music Friday.
Sweet.
Nice.
Along with Alicia Keys and Lady Gaga that year. Yeah.
In good company.
Yes. But we will not talk about it. Reminiscing's what we left behind to get where we are now. To get where we are now. Yeah, sometimes it feels like we are still those young and stunning strangers. You threw a shadow in my spotlight. I had a song called Danger. I had a song called Danger. But now I'm swimming in nothing. Only blues are on my side. I got nothing to hope for, honey. I got nothing to hide.
She's in certain songs, in certain spots, she like simplifies her own voice. Like mm-hmm. she can sound like a teenage girl in her bedroom, mm-hmm. that sort of vulnerable, not well-trained. She can sound that way when she wants to. But I've noticed when she's like in that mode, she can't hold back this underlying quality that you can hear in her voice mm-hmm. in every one of these songs. She's very, very strong.
Yeah. This is the thing too. A lot of that of the song Brace for Impact, she purposefully is very light, airy.
Right. That's what I was talking about.
Very soft. And all. But then you can tell she has power. She has the ability to belt. You can hear that, especially at the end. And a lot of what you're talking about at the very end of Brace for Impact, that's very raw. You can hear her breath. You can mm-hmm. hear all of that because you can tell they want it to sound like she's almost speaking.
Sitting right next to
you. Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's very real. Not overly produced. Just real.
Well, let's hear this live. This is the song, the track Heavy Heart off her live album. Let's just check that out real quick.
And I'm embarrassed. I should go, but I stick around. I know you won't want me later any more than you do now. Down the hall there is a girl who they've been calling anyone, and anyone will do anything that you ask her just for fun, and like a memory of a teardrop in a red cup, I dream on. And I see you and how you see her.
Like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a song. Now I've got a heavy heart.
For that very real live sound.
that we just listened that to was live, the, right?
That was off her live solo EP, Home Movies.
Goodness.
So, if you like this artist that we're talking about, I don't know, maybe you just came in from outside and your wife's listening to this podcast, or maybe you were in the bathroom. I don't know. But this is Girl Blue.
Her songs are very
human.
Human, deep, real.
Oh, yeah.
So, really good.
And very, very underplayed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Roll credits. We said it.
Yep.
We said it.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I think, yeah, you need to listen to her. If you're listening to this podcast, you should listen to her. I mean, you just did, but go and listen to her on your own. Add her to your playlist.
And I will remind everyone, there's a sliding scale because underplayed is subjective. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
It does not mean the artist is not successful. It just means that this song that we chose by this artist is should be heard more than it is.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lionel Richie has underplayed songs.
Yeah, we've done some underplayed songs. We did one by Billy Joel. How did we do that? We did it.
Well, it was within the first three episodes, so, you know.
Yeah.
Chicago.
It was, Billy Joel was the first, the very first. We did him in Dream Theater, I think.
Wow, what a contrast.
Yeah, you know, keeping it real.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. We hope you enjoyed as much as we did. If you want to keep up with our future episodes, be sure to hit that follow or subscribe button on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you really liked what you heard today, we'd appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate and review our show. Your feedback helps us improve and reach more people like you. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media for updates on upcoming episodes. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Underplayed Serenade. And if you have any ideas for future episodes or just want to say hi, you can always reach out to us at hello@theunderplayed.com.
Yeah!
Woo!
That was episode something. I don't even know what episode this is going to be.
No, season 2, episode 1.
Season 2, episode 1. Please come back next week, or next 2 weeks. From now.
We'll be here, probably.
Why can't I say
maybe.
That? It's so hard to say. We'll see you in 2 weeks. What are you waiting for? Go on to the next podcast. We're done.